Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's get it, fam. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. That was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who are listening to the show for the very first time and those who are listening repeatedly as dedicated listeners, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the DFW, baby, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Tuesday night. It goes down, all the way down like flat tires up in here. It's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all about telling the truth tonight and keeping it 100. It's Tuesday, June 19th, 2012. Juneteenth, as the old school saints would call it. That's the Freedom Day or Emancipation Day that, especially here in Texas, is celebrated for real. You know, that's when the good folks, man, it's a holiday. African-Americans, you know, addressing the abolition of slavery here in the U.S. way back in 1965, man, that's real talk. Life changed. Success was inevitable because your lifestyle was able to change and you were able to shift. We were able to change as a people into a whole different direction. It's fantastic. Think about how our lives would have been if that had never happened. The opportunities, everything that's taken place, like the NBA Finals tonight, Game 4, you got, you know, Miami Heat, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Oklahoma Thunder. 85% of the NBA is Black American. That's a long way. That's a long way. Success is inevitable. Last week's show, we talked about the silent treatment. Ooh, we got down with it. The week before that, we talked about trust issues. Why do we have them? Folks, this show is on an uphill grind, and we're doing it on cruise control. It's wonderful. I love it. Follow us online, howwasyourweekend.com. Take a look at the site right now and get in where you fit in. Check us out, folks. It is going to be the new mecca. And in fact, it is the new mecca of our communication. We need to get in and express ourselves and be for real about it. Facebook followers, How Was Your Weekend page is where you can find us. If you tweet, it's HWY Weekend. Follow me on my page at AndyBrownSpeaks.com. And also, Hot Wood Apparel, folks, it fits so good. That cotton, baby, makes you feel like a real man when you're wearing this. One World Enterprises, folks, One World Class. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by One World and Hot Wood Apparel. So check it out. Get it real. We're getting down with tonight's topic. I got to get right into it because that's just how we do. Tonight's topic, you can call it controversial. You can call it real deal. I call it the truth because it is the best way that we can truly communicate and find ourselves in growth in life. How do we obtain wealth? How do we move forward in status? Social status, family status, however you want to put that word in there. Are we looking for favorable positions in our company, in our organization, amongst our peers? It's a little bitty word, but so much power. But really, what does it mean to you? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to be defining the word, the definition of success. I would like for all the callers who chime in tonight, here on the number, 646-727-3279, to lead us off with the sentence that starts off, the definition of success is. And talk about it. Let's get it. Let's keep it real tonight, because there's some people who just don't know what success is. If you saw my Facebook post, ran to a young man at the gas station today, and I just had to ask him. He couldn't have been no more than, you know, high school age, 15, 16, maybe 17. And I just had to ask him, hey, man, what do you think success is? He didn't know. Nobody ever asked him that. But he just, by the look of the way I carried myself, he told me I must have success because I'm sitting on them things. I got rims. Really. That's what you see success is. Not the struggle, not even the reason why, but just the outside appearance of what success looks like. What are we really putting in the minds of our youth who are going to be taking care of us in a few years as we get older? Chat room, talk to me about that. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Be sure to spell was with a Z and check us out in the blog in the chat room as we get real with it tonight. And I want to just keep it 100 for the fam out there in Blog Talk World. This is where we get down, people. This is where your voice is going to get heard. You heard me mention the site, How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Google it if you need to, if it's hard to find. But this is it. Check this out. We're talking about true definition of success, okay? You've probably seen, especially with the NBA Finals on right now, one of the premier champions in all of basketball in any lifetime is Mr. Michael Jordan. One of the greatest quotes Michael Jordan has ever said is he's failed over and over and over again in his life, and that's why he succeeds. There are some people who have a mindset that thinking that success is always cute. It's always easy. It's not going to be a problem. So if there's any doubt or there's any struggle in how you move forward into your progression, if you face some struggle or if you face some setbacks, you're not doing the right thing. Couldn't be further from the truth. I don't know who's putting this in your mindset or if you're allowing your mind to go back into a safe place to protect yourself from failing or to stepping out on faith. But when you define the word success, failure has to be wrapped around there somewhere because that's how you can truly measure your growth towards your success. Anybody that you can think of at any level, whether it's professional sports, whether it's corporate America, whether it's family, entertainment, there had to be some failure along the way. There had to be some struggle that would cause them to want to keep pushing forward. Because if they accepted that failure and they stopped, which most people do, then the party's over. And you never see it. The definition of success is never stopping. Keeping your momentum forward, always striving for the next level, taking it all the way back to elementary, if you will, if we need to progress, if we're going to succeed on this thing and an uphill climb. We remember the story about the little engine that could? I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Well, the more he thought about it, the higher his climb was, and he didn't even realize he was growing up. Success. It was part of the struggle, but he didn't think about it. And then the tune changed to I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. I had to take you back there because somebody put that in your mind and you forgot about it. Because the setbacks and the struggles and the issues. There was some talk on a show earlier that I was on, Neo Vibe Radio, earlier today. And the topic was, have we lost ourselves in relationships? Are we creating some kind of myth that we're always going to be single and we're not going to move forward? Well, there has to be some sex success in your relationship. If you're always creating this wall of it's not going to work, it's not going to happen, there's no good men out there. All women are bitches. They ain't shit. If you create that image in your mindset, what you're doing is subconsciously telling yourself, you know what, even if I find somebody I like, I'm creating a wall that says and justifies their issue. So even if things are going well, I'm protecting myself around this wall of their issues. So I don't have to get hurt. I'm afraid to get hurt. They're going to hurt me. Instead of looking at the fact that this person can take me to another level, help us both increase and go to somewhere that we've never been before. The fear of being successful in that relationship. Always expecting they're going to cheat on me. She's going to lie to me. She's going to take my money. Because you're creating that wall of this is not going to be a successful relationship. Crazy. Had a conversation with my cousin the other day. She's looking to relocate. Wants to change jobs. New opportunity. Well, I mean, I see it every day. Got to go into the bank because your boy's starting to make a little money now. Got to go to the bank a little bit more often. Books are selling. Place getting ready. Yeah. Finances are changing. Just had to put that out there for you in case you didn't know. But the shift is changing, and I said, why don't you go apply at the bank? Oh, no, I can't work there. My credit's bad. I can't work there. They're not going to take me because of my credit. You're canceling out your blessing. How do you know? Have you applied? Uh-uh. I just know my credit's bad, and I can't work there. I see. So you're going to cancel out your own need to succeed in this company for a change in lifestyle because of a condition that you're already changing in your own mind to say you can't do it. It's not possible because of your credit, not because of your talent. Not because you didn't want it. Not because you weren't ready. Credit. Listen. 40% of the U.S. population is in foreclosure in their homes. Credit's not a problem right about now. Cash talks. We need the right people to come in here and make this change happen. Are you going to put yourself in a successful situation to where you can do this? What are some of the reasons why people will say that they can't achieve success or they can't even have success? Maybe it's because they don't really believe in themselves. Not the fact that what they see is not obtainable. They don't believe in themselves. And they don't think success is possible. Not getting that. Because if you're telling this to yourself, then you can't slide everything that's possible for you to move into any kind of success. Yeah. Real talk. Some people can't talk about this tonight because they don't even know how to define it themselves. They're not around successful people. They're not putting themselves in comfortable and successful situations. So anything that they do, success that's foreign. I don't really know. I can tell you about people who ain't shit. I can tell you about drama. I can tell you about debt. I can tell you how much gas is over here. But I really can't tell you about success, AB. That's really not my thing. I'm more into the drama and how much sex can I have before I get married, or how much money such and such is spending on stuff. Not success. Wait a minute. You're kind of throwing me off, dude, because I was really wanting to go bad on somebody else's relationship because I don't have one. And I want to keep everybody else down and talk about how things aren't going good for them. Huh. The definition of success, check this out. If you need to watch the kind of company that you're keeping. I'm on one tonight, folks. I got to keep it real. This is me. Do you ever want to walk into a snapshot of your future? Look at the people that you associate with the most. that will tell you what level of success that you might be on. Because when you're with these people, you act and carry out a certain way. You do certain things because that spirit has attracted you. That's what's bringing y'all together. When you're together, whatever you do is going to be successful because that's the connection that you have. Now, when you're away from this person, what are you saying to other people about them? Are you putting yourself out there, man, you got to meet this person. I'm glad. I can't believe. Look at what they're accomplishing. Look at the lifestyle that they're living. Or is it, man, this dude here tripping. He be winning through them bras, man. She can't never keep no dude. I don't understand it. It's just funny. She ain't never going to get it together. What do you think they're saying about you? Really? You might want to consider getting it together. If it's not working and you're stagnant, the gray hairs are starting to kick in, you're still doing the same thing you did right after you graduated college, right after you left the Marine Corps, as soon as you moved out from your mama's house, the same pattern. You're just getting older. Are you seeing any change in what you're doing that's evident of success? My social media people, my Facebook folks, if you're making the same kind of post as you did this time last year, are you really finding some success in what you're doing? Or is it cool to just talk about and take a picture of the meal that you just ate so that everybody knows that your eggs was on point for breakfast? Mm-hmm. The definition of success, folks, is understanding your failures, understanding your starting point, because now you have to measure your own growth. You have to look at where you're starting and understand this is not where I'm going to end up. What's the next step for me? How can I know that I'm through at this level? How am I truly succeeding? One thing that I do, and I'll share this with you, shocks me sometimes. But what I'll do, end of the year, and I shared this with a good friend of mine, LeBron Mason, and Mr. Paul Backus this past weekend, is I'll take down a piece of paper and I will write down the goals that I want to accomplish for the upcoming year. If I roll into a new one and I pop me a little champagne or a little apple juice or whatever the case may be, I'm going to write down 10 things that I want to accomplish. Five of them are going to be pretty realistic. Five of them are going to be a little bit far-fetched that not even I can believe is going to be possible. And just see what happens so I can determine growth. Share a little bit with me. One of the things that I put down, okay, we ain't never done this before. We're going to try something crazy. We're going to put a stage play together. Yeah. I want to shake hands and have dinner with a millionaire. Not just a six-figure dude. I'm talking about a real millionaire. Not to just hit the tax bracket and come out because you're buying stuff. I'm talking about life, money-changing, just real influential, yeah, millionaire status. People that you ain't, not even the bling-bling, I'm on TV millionaire. I'm talking about the I'm living off my own money millionaire. Want to be around those kind of people. Change my eating habits. Want to see a shift. Let's see what can happen. Want to put myself in a better situation to take care of my parents, plural. All three of them. Mama, daddy, stepmama, all of them. Let's just see what happens. Write it down. And those who read the Bible, Habakkuk 2 and 2, write the vision, make it plain. Keep it short, keep it pimping, and see what happens. Can we make this happen? Can I pray about this and move into a different situation and I can see some success? That's just me at a small little level, way down here in a little small town in Texas. So what does it prove? Let's Think about this. The definition of success is following the track record, having accountability. This is real talk tonight, folks. I need you to sit back. I'm sitting here looking at the phone lines. Look at this. This is cool. This is cool. This is real talk. We're getting it from all over the country. Like, we know the game is on, and that's fine. They got theirs. But, baby, do you have yours? 646-727-3279. Topic tonight is the definition of success. And I got to keep it real. When we talk about being around certain people, and I want to go back there, a lot of people want to get involved in business relationships with people that they're cool with. I like you, man. You're all right with me. We can tell jokes together. We can have a couple drinks together. Can we make some money together? Okay, cool. Check it out. See if it works. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just wanting to know, let you know, hey, think about it now. Because when you look at true business, a friendship found on business is a far better deal than a business found on friendship. That's real talk. And that's not just me. We're talking about the higher upper echelon of people who are communicating this way. This is John D. Rockefeller, y'all, who said this. A friendship founded on a business is a far better deal than a business found on friendship. Because what tends to happen is you understand the foundation of what's going on. Look, man, this is what we're going to do. Look, young lady, this is how we're going to make this happen. And I come in. This is my part. This is your part. This is how we grow. Let's make it happen. Because you've already separated the two. If you put the friendship first, chances are the emotions come first before the success of the business. Wait a minute. Somebody needs to listen to this again on the replay. Just rewind it a little bit and go back to what I said. Peep it out. How come the Lakers are doing business with Magic Johnson? We was all cool. He making it happen. Mag, hook your boy up, man. I'm with you. Let's go on and get this cracking, baby. That's understanding wisdom. Think I'm wrong? Tell me so. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I got to keep it 100, folks. This is what I do. For the rest of my life, I got to keep it real. Even when I attempt to pass away and go, the voice is going to be heard. It's going to be traveled. It's going to be recorded. And the message has to be given. Regardless of who's playing ball, regardless of what the score might be, regardless of what kind of records might get set, or who might get handed to him tonight. Think about it. The definition of success, real key word. Some people don't even use it on a daily basis. What's successful to you? Is it more successful for you to see the bling on the wrist or having your child wear some brand new shoes? Are you in a better position when you got the brand new car or your child is getting a better education? Is it more successful for you to buy a bigger home or to put your parents in one? This is real talk. Y'all better listen up. We know situations can happen, but think about it. There are some people out there right now, because it happens, yeah, it happens in my family too. And we ain't calling nobody out. We're just putting out the situation. You done got your little bit of money. Money getting good. Dad and mama getting old. You know what? It's time to go ahead and just put them away a little bit so we can go on and live the good life in ball. So people that we don't know in traffic can look up at us in our big shiny SUV and see us doing well, and envy us. Can't really have any time for these old folks sitting around the house drooling on each other, taking up my space, asking me about my filet mignon when they just wanted a hamburger. See, mom and them didn't know. They wasn't raised like that, not like you. Not that you done moved out to the birds. See, no, they didn't know all that. They just knew how to take care of your ass, make sure you was good. But you might rather want to put them away so that you can go ahead and live this ball in life that you got, because that good job that you have has been taking care of you for quite some time. Woo, I just flipped it. I touched a nerve. I wish you would. 646-727-3279, up in here. Phone lines getting hot. I think one or two probably dropped off right now because I touched a nerve up in that household. I don't know your zip code. It's cool. I just want to keep it 100, fam. Somebody's living that life right now. I got a caller on the line that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279. I got to take it back to my frat-a-tat-tat brother, Ken Yatta, is on the line. He wants to chime in all the way from the shy. What's up, Ken?
What's up, baby?
Man, talk to me tonight.
Brother, you on it. You hot. You hot. Keep feeding the people, brother. Keep feeding the people.
Man, it's hot like fish grease up in here. I see the phone lines already cracking up. I'm about to take it to Cali and get comedian Miss Arkansas on the phone. But I need to hear from you, brother. Talk to me. The definition of success is?
Brother, my definition of success is freedom, justice, and equality. You have freedom. You have the freedom to, you are free to make whatever decisions you want on your behalf and your family's behalf. There's
wow.
No more clocking in on a 9-to-5. You are free to do what it takes to be successful. Justice, you are justified to do so. And when you make, when you're justified to do so, you made equal to all mankind.
I think we're here tonight. Wait a minute. We got to hear from the ladies, Ken. Stay right there. I got a treat for you. I got to get to the phone lines and bring her on. Y'all, she is one of the funniest people from the state of Arkansas out there in Chilla, California. I ate. Hear me when I tell you, success is right here all on her. Right now, I got to bring her on the phone line. Ken, check this out. For all my folks in the chat room, all the folks that's listening, just listening, not even in the chat room, and all the folks that are chiming in while they're watching the game tonight, check this out. Comedian extraordinaire, Miss Arkansas, is on the line. What's up, sweetheart? How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly flavored.
I believe you for some reason.
Yep. Woo! Well, it's always a blessing to check in on you.
Yes, ma'am.
And my definition of success is me.
All right.
And I agree with the young man that was just speaking. It is freedom. I am free. My goal was to live to see all of my kids get grown, to see grandkids. I have 4 grown kids, 9 beautiful grandbabies. I can't ask for more for real. So now I'm just living and doing me. So that's my success. My bank account ain't on negative. You know, it ain't where I would love it to be, but I thank God it ain't on negative. So I'm all right.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
You think about that, man.
Success.
Is Ken still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just meditating on your definition of success. You know, success means different things to different people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And can't nobody define your reality. Can't nobody define or dictate to you what success is to you. That is something that you come into the reality yourself at a certain point in your own life. Because if you show me somebody successful who is living week to week, check to check, I beg to differ. You know, that's why I say success, brother, is freedom. You know, you ain't living week to week, check to check like 99% of us are.
Heck yeah.
So can't nobody define your reality. You know what I mean? It's a realization that you come to, a state of mind that you come into yourself.
Real talk tonight. Y'all better get it in. Y'all, I see him on the line. Ha! We gonna kill him tonight, baby. 646 727-3279. The definition of success. Watch this now. I know there's some people right here on the phone that said, you know what, when I grow up, I want to go to the NFL. I want to play ball. I want to catch a pass from a legendary quarterback such as Dan Marino, Joe Montana. You know, Ken, you know how we used to do when we were little.
Oh, believe it. You was there with me.
You know, now, I played ball with this young man that's on the phone right here. This is my line brother, my dude, from Phi Beta Sigma, Eta Gamma Chapter. But I have to bring on this other gentleman right here, one of the greats of Grambling State University's own, one of the biggest and tripped-out tight ends ever to play in the NFL, Mr. Tracy Green is on the line. What up, Big Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, family? How you doing, Pete?
Hello.
So what's going on?
Man, you know we on fire tonight. I see them on the line, dude. They can't handle it. This is what we talk about, keeping it real. And for those who don't know, we about to come to Kansas City and show out August the 4th.
I'm just waiting. But as far as the speaking on success, man, it
yes,
is
sir.
About faith. It is about determination, but it is about without questioning faith. Because without faith, you will never be successful. Ever.
Exactly.
You did.
Yes,
you know, if you want to live in this world and you want to chase that money, that golden dream, then you already lost, man. You know, because
right.
by people's definition, by mortal man's definition, that's success. But by our Creator's definition, that's not success at all. You worship the wrong thing. Now, within that, you can have success. You know, my mother never watched me play ball. She knew that. You dig? My mother was an alumnus. You know, she was at all the ball games, selling popcorn, making the hot dogs for people and all that. But she never looked on that field until she said, well, my baby is in the NFL, so now I'm going to play. I mean, now I'm going to go watch him. I'm going to watch him play. You know, that woman was successful in her thoughts and in her praise and in her belief. You dig? That's true success. You know, Rockefeller laying in bed, Rockefeller washing his hands of his lives, of course, by standard of success, but by true meaning, is it really success, man? Is that what you want with your kids? Is that what you want for your grandkids? You want that kind of success? Because anytime you put a monetary value on success, man, you've already failed.
No.
You know, and I'm going to give it to you like this. For a story, there's a cat I know in Arkansas that makes about $12,000 a year that lives high on the hog. It ain't because, oh, well, light ain't that much, gas ain't that much, water ain't that much, don't have a car, no, none of that. He's successful in his mind.
Right.
Which
that's
goes
start.
Far beyond, oh, well, Miss Jones, Miss Johnson, Mr. Williams, or whoever said, well, you know, son, you got to have this kind of ride and live in this neighborhood. Oh, I ain't successful unless I do what they say. Or I'm among that upper echelon. Shit, you a damn liar. If I can walk out my door every day and feel good about myself and know that at some point, whether it be in life or whether it be in death, I'm connected.
Yeah,
I'm a very successful man. You know, people ask me about, oh, you know, when you play ball, no, that's a part of my life that's gone. It's gone. What do I do now? That's my everyday conversation. What do I trust? What do I understand? That's being success. What I drive if you drive a big truck with fat rims or a nice car that's luxury liner that then came from overseas, is that really being successful? Or are you creating a headache for yourself where you got to push and press? Because I guarantee you, I've never met anyone successful at a job making a lot of money, but they don't like it. Are you at your job because that's ultimately what you want to do? or it's a job because you're living outside of your means, so you're upset, but you'll never let nobody know it, putting on a fake smile. No, you're not successful at all. Follow my ass. Most ballers either get shot, go to jail, get robbed, or fall off. Yeah, I'm not going to be that clowning dude tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Be that cat that's really going to speak to you, bro. I told you, it's old so many facets of me. And you're going to get all of them. Why?
What's up?
But as far as I'm concerned, that's what success is. To me, and like my man said earlier, everybody looks at success differently.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it, and a lot of people don't think about it, don't even realize this. Success should not bring you down. In other words, it shouldn't bring you a lot of debt. Don't to be successful. Because a lot of people think that the stuff makes them successful. They think that if you can use other
Andy,
people,
who is all them people talking?
Well, you know, Andy, think about it, man. That's a four-letter word that means nothing. Stuff. Stuff, really. Look at the four letters. S-T-U-F-F. Stuff, really? Stuff don't mean anything. Yeah, you know, I could stuff your ass in the closet. I could stuff my foot up in some damn tennis shoes. I can stuff my nose full of cotton if it's running.
It's good to have all these things, but you have to realize when your number is called to go home to be with the Lord, you can't take none of this stuff with you.
You sure enough right. You sure enough right.
Won't fit in your soul. It just don't happen that way. And people just assume, based on what they see you have, you're successful. Like little young homie at the gas station. You successful. Look at your rims. Dude, who's teaching you this? Where does this come from? Because somebody put that in your head. I don't know if it was your math teacher, your science teacher, somebody told you, maybe it was your mama, that said, the baby get the stuff. No.
You know what, Andy? I'm going to give you it's funny. We've already talked about it. Not in depth, but we talked about it. Because you know what puts them in these youngsters, even these old cats, you know what puts them in there? CBS, NBC, ABC, Time Warner, HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, Lifetime. All basically, success on this earth is lie living. Not living a lie, but lie living.
Ooh.
Wow. I mean, you know, where propaganda pays off, you know,
yeah.
Where working hard means nothing, but showing a little bit of ass or saying some words that don't make sense to a catchy tune, or going out here saying we're going to make $100 today, I don't know, I already made $500 off of you, I'm going to pay you $75 and keep lying to you until you look up a year later. That's $25 on each $100 later, what have you. And now I got half a meal and you got, what, $10,000? You know, you dig what I'm saying? More or less, I think. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You want to talk about who really gives this? Man, you know, you can't do anything on this earth without somebody else getting paid first. It costs to die. Really?
Hmm.
You mean to tell me when I'm dead and gone, it costs? And because you know I'm in dirt, my family can't pay. I mean, I can't pay for it, so you're coming after my family. Well, how about we take this? No. Best example is a man that worked all his damn life. Buy a house, pay it off, and I miss some taxes, so now you can take my shit from me.
Problems.
I'm going to tell you again, if you live up this world, you living up a lie, and success will never truly mean what the definition of success is not of this world. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You buy a fucking house, you tell me you can take it from me because I ain't pay fucking taxes. Really? Really? My fucking house paid off, but I can't pay the taxes on it, so now it's yours? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, this is what we're talking about, folks. This is how we keep it real. 646-727-3279. The caller, I have Ms. Kim Lindsay on the phone from fucking town, Fort Worth, Texas. She just chimed in to talk about it. The definition of success is, talk about it, Kim. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fantastic tonight.
Well, I just came in, so I don't want to take away from anything that's been said prior to me calling in. I've been in a meeting, so excuse me for anything I've missed. But to me, just dialing in, it sounds as though, and I don't know if this conversation took a left, but it sounds as though there are some people on here who seem to be a bit negative about financial success. And I personally have to say success, the definition of success, means a lot of different things. To me, success as a person means being loved, cherished, and cared for the things that I do in my life as a person. But also, in business, financial success is success. And I'm hearing a lot of negativity behind it, but making money is a great thing for me.
All
now,
right.
Being a great person is also a successful thing and great for me. Being a good husband, being a good wife, all those things mean success. But finance on top of that is a great thing. And I have no problem with saying that finances are very important to me in my life, and they do speak success to me.
And I agree with you because I'm just saying I agree with her because it's a thought process. If she believes that financial is gain, and success, being successful, then great. I wholeheartedly cheer for you, young lady.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest of those who spoke, but I was not being negative about finances. I was only speaking on understanding because even Andy said, being financially successful at the end of the day when you in the dirt, I want to see how many going to go and say, you know what, we're going to do this the right way. We're going to take all what she did, all the money she made, and we're going to put it in the casket with her.
All I'm saying is,
if it dictates your life in a good way as far as you're concerned, kudos to you. But understand
absolutely,
that
what it does when you die, if you build a financial legacy, when you die, then you are able to leave things or afford your family.
Let me pose this to you.
Things.
If you build a financial legacy, as you say, does that, in fact, feed into what you've been taught, what you've been raised on, what you see in history books, as it pertains to the 1% that's always going to dictate? I just want you to answer that question for me.
Say the first part of that question because I didn't hear it. Does it dictate what?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Background. I'm not at home. I'm in a club. What I'm saying to you is that 1% that dictates what the 99% choose to believe, choose to chase after. One, do you believe in that? Two, do you understand that no matter how much you make, no matter what you do, at the end of the day, although you may sleep and have a good mind and good sense about yourself about doing it, do you really think those that come after you are going to really enjoy it?
Do I think they will really enjoy it?
Do you have to pay to die?
Do I think the ones that come after me will really enjoy it? That's the question?
Enjoy it as far as what it's meant for.
As far as, I'm sorry.
So are you asking her, Tracy, as far as the money that she leaves behind, other than enjoy the
wealth
that she leaves?
Say that again, Andy. I'm sorry to hear
you. Are you asking her the fruits of her labor? Are they going to be received well, or is it going to be joined by the people that she leaves? Are they going to enjoy what she's doing?
All of that, and at the same time, can she guarantee it won't be took away?
There's no guarantee in life. Nothing is guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that you won't walk outside and get hit by a bus. There's no guarantee. But what I am saying
is, there's one guarantee in life,
right? Well,
no, I'm sorry.
I think it's very probable that once I set things up financially for my family members, and or friends and people I come across that may need these blessings, yeah, I do think it's going to benefit after I'm gone. If you put things in place, if you put things in place and perspective, yeah, there are some things in life that are unfair, and yes, shit happens. The house being taken or different things, but if you put things in place and in perspective, and having financial freedom allows you to do certain things that you can't do without financial freedom, like having a meal, like setting up funds, like making sure that when you're gone, there are things left behind for the people you love, then yeah, I think they will enjoy them. I think they will be available to them, and I think it will be a benefit.
Well, sister, hold up. Well, sister, I really agree with what you're saying also, but I wasn't being negative myself. I was just speaking as of what's going on in my life. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. You know, he been truly feeding me, keeping a roof over my head. I want these big things because I've been doing comedy 23 years, but now I done came to reality. If I don't never make it to Hollywood, my true goal is to make it to heaven.
Absolutely.
You know, but like you say, whatever I can leave for my kids and grandkids or whatever, that would truly be a blessing. But if I don't leave them nothing, as long as I leave them knowing that I did love them or whatever and I tried, that's all I can do. But I agree with what you're saying, though.
And I agree with that as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course. Leaving a legacy is one thing. Leaving a legacy as judged by others, no. And young lady, wholeheartedly, I was not talking about, well, money ain't this, money ain't that.
Right.
The faction is, if my faith has to be questioned because, oh, I want them new rims, if the things that I can obtain in this world has nothing to do with me having eternal life? No, it's not worth it. That is not success.
Come on.
Well, there are different avenues for success, and you're absolutely
no,
right.
You're talking to someone who's had that money,
right,
who's lived that life, who's acted a fool, been a businessman, all of that. At the end of the day, none of that compares to what's waiting for me.
Yes.
And I say that because I've had that big house, or I've had that townhouse, or I've even had that condo. I've had them fly rides, or I've done things where my kids are okay. But at the end of the day, when I look at myself in the mirror, how successful was I?
Wow.
Did I go to church? Did I question God because I'm going through something? You know, building on finances, unfortunately, is building on a lie. Because if you really want to look at it, barter and trade is the best way to go. You know, when did somebody decide? I ain't going to say when did somebody decide, but when do we all believe freely that a piece of paper decides who I am and what I am? And unfortunately, after that, through years of this shit going on, that's all we're taught to believe. You mean to tell me that my parents had to pay for someone to tell me what is freely known? You mean to tell me that I had to go to school and my parents had to pay for me to go to school to be taught 2 + 2 = 2, a nigga and a cracker don't mix? You know, really? Am I racist? No. But I'm just giving you, I'm really giving you an example. So if you feel as though I'm very successful because my finances are in order, then, lady, all I can do is congratulate you.
But it's not that. It's not just the finances are in order, because it's about the whole person. Like I stated, you have to.
I was just thinking on that particular subject.
Right. But to me, as a person, all of us, hopefully, if you have any base in spirituality, those people who don't, I'm scared for them. But those of us who going out the gate, you already know. The first step is having a relationship with God and knowing where you stand on the other side of that. On the other side of this life, there is something. And to be able to work towards getting there and believing in your heart that's where you're going to be, that's success. However, we live in a life that is not of God. And so other things come along with having success here on earth. So I think all of them is a package deal. It's a package deal for me. On Sundays, I go to church. Every day of the week, all throughout the day, I talk to my God. Me and my God have a personal relationship. And he knows exactly who I am and what I think and what it is that I want in his life. But unfortunately, we don't get to play the game of God. We play the game of life.
Mm-hmm. Check this out.
And being successful financially helps you play this game of life. But it depends on who you are as to whether you get to play the game of God when it's over. Not everybody that has financial success is going to get there. And not everybody that doesn't have financial success is going to get there with God.
That's right.
So that's being a whole person, the whole piece of the puzzle, is being successful to me. But unfortunately, we live in this life where all those things that shouldn't matter do matter. And to be able to live comfortably, there is a certain level of financial success you have to hit to enjoy certain comfort, period. And hopefully,
what you do
will help other people. Hopefully, you'll be able to put in the ministry.
What do you describe? You know, I hear what you're saying, especially that last part. But what do you describe living comfortably? Because if I'm a mountain man,
it depends on the person.
Thank you. No, excuse. Thank you. But I will say this. You want to talk about success? You sharing your views and me sharing mine, and we can actually talk about it without any issues. And hell, that's success right there.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know
what
you're
saying,
Andy? Hold on.
I gotta keep moving forward. The phone, y'all, I'm loving this. Phone lines are sick right now. The game is what it is, folks. We're talking about real life, real topics. The definition of success is, and I need to follow up on that because it sounds sometimes as if we try to make success harder than what it is. Getting there. Is it easy? Is Ken still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I got to hear all the way up from the shy in the cold, man. Talk to us real quick, bro. Is success easy? And if it is, how so?
It wouldn't be success if it was easy. You know what I'm saying? I think back to your initial introduction, brother, when you was giving the definition of success. And I'm going to read it from my dictionary real quick. Success is a favorable result. That's the first. The second meaning is the gaining of wealth, fame, et cetera. And the third example is a successful person or thing. But successful is turning out as was hoped for, having gained wealth. You know, so the brother, he had started about faith. You know, he tied faith with success. But that's another whole discussion topic in itself, is faith, you know. My personal belief on success is it's a state of mind. You know, I can't define your reality. It's freedom, it's justice, and equality. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you slice that pie, if you ain't free to do and move about at your will, then you really ain't successful. Financially,
right.
You know, financial independence may be one thing to me, but it may be something totally different to you. I may have a $250,000 job, but guess what? At the end of the day, I'm clocking in. So I may be successful up here with my bands, but to you, as long as I'm clocking in, you probably saying I ain't successful. So, you know, it depends on your reality. And that's all that matters. What matters to you? That's to be the only thing that matters to you. That's the only thing that matters to me and my family, and I'm feeding four. It's what matters to me that counts. I ain't trying to live like the Joneses. I'm going to live within my means.
Well, brother man, let me ask you something. And this is kind of like off the key, off the cuff. I was on the book last night, and a book friend of mine posted about these new Adidas tennis shoes that are coming out with the little plastic shackles. Yeah. And the thing was, she said, and I ain't going to call her names, Andy, you know what I'm talking about, it's alumni. But
right.
She went so far as to talk about bondage and slavery. And I asked her a simple question. I said, now, you say Adidas
wants to make a reference to it, they blew up, and all is. At the same time, we're fools. We're going to buy it. Ha, 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 he, 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 right?
Right.
And I asked them one simple question. What is the difference between Adidas and somebody in the fashion department or whatever that came up with the concept, well, okay, well, damn, he got so much game that he's going to jump out of his shoes, and you and your boo getting handcuffs, whips, and chains and having fun, it's okay? Or do you support or do you believe that the same companies that do these other props have the same thought processes of Adidas? Do you know I got deleted?
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? It's okay for you to use whips, handcuffs, and chains to get your point across to your boo. But if your man come in the damn door with some damn Adidas with shackles on the feet, it's a problem.
Wow.
Once again, that's another discussion now to itself. When
because that's a thought process where it means being successful or being bound. Come on, really, man. And the ladies on the group, if you're not successful, then you're bound. If you give yourself rules governed that you live by, that one ain't a prescription, one, two ain't up the word, and then three, you believe in the hokey pokey, that's an unsuccessful individual. For you to say, you know, here's the thing. You read the definition of successful and successfulness in the dictionary, right?
That's right.
At least I'm tripping on. I thought that's what I heard you say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, kick it on those who may fail or those who may fall, because this is my words and I'm trying to make y'all understand. And then kick it on the other side where, as long as you can hold the others down, then my meaning means it all. Okay, basically, successfulness is a choice, which we're all given. Successful is a definition defined by somebody who thought of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, now, if you go farther and look at it, Andy, your show is on success.
Right.
Successfulness is a choice. To be successful is defined. I mean, no, successfulness is a choice. To be of success is defined. In life, nobody is defined. But we can talk about it all day. The day that you are defined is the day that you stop breathing.
Right.
Then you will understand. Then you have understanding whether you do cease to exist ever or do you have eternal life. You know, and I don't want to keep knocking on it. I don't want to keep going back to it. But let's just really explore what I just said, bruh. I told you, man, it's not going to be that fool tonight.
Oh, no. I got you. Loving it.
And as far as the young lady, I wholeheartedly heard exactly what she said.
Kim stepped off. Big shout out to Kim Lindsay. If you are in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're going to see her, as she is going to be one of the panelists at the Relationship Roundtable that we're having in Arlington, Texas, at FunFest next Saturday night, June 30th. So,
man, bring her August 4th, bro.
On the 30th.
I said bring her August 4th. Hey, you better bring Miss Backwoods Little Rock.
And who is that?
Hey, you know this Tracy, don't play. This is Big Tracy.
Yep.
We're going to have to do one in Kimmy Cali, man, with Miss Arkansas out there and act the fool, keeping it 100. I don't know where else anybody can go, man. Chicago's on the line.
John
Arkansas,
Black.
California, Kansas City, Dallas, Texas.
I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is on the line. I think even Louisiana zip code area codes right here. This is real deal, folks. How was the weekend?
Y'all gotta learn today. This is how we get down and talk about it right now. 646-727-3279.
Press option one if you want to chime in and get you some of this.
What's going on?
anytime soon, I believe I'm going to have the good Dr. Eric Wilson chime in from the JTC Network. I want to hear some positive, some powerful things from this brother coming in.
Thank you, Doc.
Hopefully, we can hear pretty soon. We're talking about tonight, if you're just joining in, the definition of success is. And I mentioned something earlier, you know, about success, failure. I mean, success, is it easy? Because Kenyatta read the definition a little bit earlier, and this is one thing, especially here in Dallas, the good folks in Dallas know him quite well, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban said, as far as in business, if you make a lot of easier to buy than your competition, you're going to find yourself and your customers buying from them and not you. Trying to make things easy. Like me. All the Facebook people, you say something cheap. That must be Kansas City.
You know it. You already know it.
Good Lord.
And he ain't going nowhere but trying to get through a light to go to shift change. Lying ass.
How much success is happening right there? That's 100, y'all. It's a Tuesday night, and it's crime. Ain't nothing even happening.
No, bro. Don't talk about Kansas City, bro. That was a damn fire response team in a damn SUV with a damn, what they call that shit, the Expedition. Your shift changed, bro. It's almost 9. They just trying to get through. You notice you didn't hear them lights no more.
That sounds like a good buffer.
You know, with 23 and 11, KCPD do the same thing. They clear the highway so they can get through and get out the clock. That's too much paperwork to be trying to pull somebody over 10 minutes before you get off.
Wow. You really ain't lying. On the phone right now, folks, I got to bring him in, the one and only good Dr. Eric Wilson from the JTC Network. He's been chiming in. He's going to tell us a little bit about success, the definition of success from JTC's very own Dr. Eric Wilson. Big E, what's happening, man?
Well, what's up, Mr. Brown? What's going on, A. Brown?
Welcome and welcome, Mr. Big Boy.
What's going on, A. Brown?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Welcome back to the happy hour.
Man, I feel like I'm in New York City somewhere. Boy, y'all got a lot of action going on up in here tonight. Yeah, man. Definition of success, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I done heard a whole lot. I wish my brain was a tape recorder and I can give it all. But I heard some good stuff, man. Let me say this, the definition of success is that I heard the one brother say about the finances. I heard a sister talking about her relationship with God, and I also heard, I don't know if it was the same brother, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but somebody else was saying about a piece of paper, you know, going and paying somebody for a piece of paper to determine who we already are. You know, those are the three things that stuck out. And I totally agree with the fact that we should understand as an individual, the fact that you were born, you were already created for success.
Okay.
We should understand that the fact that if you think about the sperm going to an egg, there are millions of sperms that are going, but usually, only one hits the target. That is the beginning stages to let us understand that we were created to win. Now, from that point, we come out here into this world. Now it has to do with who your mama is, who your daddy is, and who's around you, who hopefully in their own life have understood the value of who they are, without the paycheck, without somebody labeling you with a degree or without a degree, regardless of whatever neighborhood you are in or not in, and give you some self-esteem built on what was already created, because the fact that you were born, you were already successful from the jump. Now, when we're talking about money, I believe that success is finding the thing that you love to do, all right, and then somebody will pay you to do it. Now, let me give you another angle with that, A, because when you find the thing, because everybody has things that they love to do, it should, because I heard somebody say legacy, in some shape or form, the thing that you love to do, that you find somebody to pay you to do it, it should leave this earth in a better condition.
Wow.
There's a lot of things that we call success that we love to do. But if it's going to leave this world, your family, in worse condition, somebody will say, I'm going to say for me, hey, back in the day in New York City, I was called the 40-ounce king. Old English, you know, Valentine, Triple X, Coke 45, Philly D. Williams. To me, that was called success because I could drink anybody underneath the table still getting my car and start driving. I found out later that that was not success at all. But based on the community that I was brought up in, if you can do that, then you was determined successful. For the brothers
wow.
out here, it is considered successful when you have 5 to 10 women. Okay, I found out later, A, that the true success of a man when it comes to relationships is when you can have one woman and figure it out. It's easy for a brother to jump around town with 5 and 6, 7 different women because we have not been told self-control. So on one side of the track, that's considered successful. On the other side of the track, when you look at a movie like Rush Hour 2 with Chris Tucker, and all
right.
he's doing is talking about the moose shoe, and in the street, we say he's the man because he's trying to figure out how he's going to sleep with all of these women. I have one question, A. I have one question. How is it that if we haven't figured out how to successfully deal with one woman, how in the world, A, can we call ourselves successful when we have 2, 3, and 4 women? So what am I saying, A, to get down to it, I'm saying that we have to realize who we are as an individual. We have to tear down all of the things that we've learned along the way and test them to see if they're really valid. Our makeup, how we see women, how we see men, how we see other races, and now do what we need to do is, what do they call that? Take a laxative. And we need to flush out a lot of mindsets that could be, not all this stuff is bad, A, but that could be slowing us down, and then really start to say, is my life making the road, whether it's for my family, whether it's for my community, is it going to leave them better or is it going to leave them worse? I heard somebody talk about the shoes and having shackles on the feet. See, a lot of times we don't make our own decisions. Our decisions are based on a lot of times what the community says. And if the community says that shackles on a shoe is what's it, we do it. We have to teach our children to become leaders. We have to teach them to be independent thinkers in the midst of a system that is set up to control your thinking. But we haven't had that time to take to make the next generation better because, truth be told, there's a lot of older people who are still acting like kids trying to do their thing. And I'm saying, whether you have a lot of money or not, we do need to finance God. Like what the brother said, you need to be in a position to make your own choices. If we are not in a position to say, you know what, this month I'm going away for a month and I'm not talking to nobody, then you're really not free. So it doesn't make a difference if the cat is working at McDonald's or in the NFL. We need to come to a place in our life where we can say, you know what, my child is going through something right now, and I need to take 3 months off from work to take care of this. Saying that I have to go punch the clock is not really an option right now because now you forfeit your child for the job. Now somebody will say, I can't take off of work. Well, how come you can't take off of work? Now we have to go through an analysis to say, how come I can't take off of work? Is it because of the bling bling? Is it because of the $1,600 Jordans? What am I doing from a personal responsibility that has me entrapped in the jail that I'm in right now? And a lot of times we don't take, what is success, taking personal responsibility for where I'm at right now and saying, you know what, I got to do better. Whether it's better than my brothers, better than my parents, I have to leave it better. But a lot of times there's a blame game on whether we're successful or not, because we're looking for other people to determine, as the brother had said, am I successful, when we already have a successful mindset, it should be disheartening, and success comes from the inside out. You can get more degrees than a thermometer. You can make more money than a Wells Fargo bank. None of that has anything. Come on, Andy, you can go to New York City right now, and there are thousands of women on 42nd Street in New York City that are hookers and prostitutes. When if you look at these women, you're trying to figure out how come he's not on the front of Equity Magazine. He's not on the front of Equity Magazine not because of her outside, but because what's going on the inside. Whatever may have happened in her childhood, whether there was molestation, whether there was abuse, you got all of that stuff going on. So my thing, Andy, is that we have to detox. And we really have to challenge ourselves to say, the choices that I'm making, are they my choices? Why do I want to go to this school? Why do I want to live in this neighborhood? Why do I want this job? Andy, watch this. Hey, Andy, for our people, Andy, why does he have to be a red bone? How come he can't be chocolate and dark? All of these stereotypes that we got, we have to start to filter through to say, am I really doing the thing that I want to do? That I see as successful, because everybody as an individual has creative ability, talent, and gifts. And if we don't get around other people that want to see us go forward, and we stick with the crowd, a lot of times it's going to slow us down for where we want to go. So I think, for one, success, you need to understand that you're valuable. It doesn't matter who you are. It matters where you're at. Where's your thinking at? You need to understand that you need to leave a legacy that the generation behind you, if success for me is healing 20 people and the generation behind me kills 30, that's not success at all. That's success in that arena, but is the community becoming better? We don't keep each other accountable to make the community better, period. Now, I can go on, Eddie, but I ain't going to take up the whole show, but I'm saying that we need to talk. We need to strategize, and everybody needs to go in their own lane and see how we can cross paths to make the world better. And as we're doing that, the finances will come, because there's definitely, you can't continue to help people you ain't got no money. You can't say you want to hire a high school student for a job, but you have no finances. So you absolutely need resources. There's a lot of people who say that, well, I just want to help people. The money doesn't matter. It absolutely does matter, because we live in a society that flows through currency, and you need resources in order to be able to help somebody else. But until you get to the resources, there's nothing stopping nobody from volunteering. There's nothing stopping from nobody that knows an old lady who needs some groceries. You work your way and you work your gift into making things better, and I believe that's the main purpose that we were here for, to make the place better. So either we leave this earth and we leave them worse off, or we leave this earth or we leave them better. Doesn't matter, McDonald's, whether you work there or you wind up owning it. You have the mind for success. But if you do what your boys do, what we usually do in groups, groups don't succeed together. Eagles fly alone. Birds flock together. So if we're not scared enough to jump out on our own to do something that may be totally different, but it's effective and it's of a service that helps somebody else, you can't lose, man. That's success. And now if you want to bring God into the picture, that's what we created us for.
Man, look, you own it. I don't. If anybody is gonna get a small nugget of what Dr. Wilson was saying, you missed it. Success,
right,
man, it's in us. It's in us. You need to take control. Who are you even putting yourself around that won't even feed you this? We talked about that earlier. Steve, you own it, bro. You want it. Somebody is sitting at home right now wiping their forehead, sniffing and snotting, because they weren't expecting this to be real tonight like this. They was expecting this to die. They just going to talk about something to kill some time while the game is on. No, baby, this is the real show.
Well, Andy, the doctor gave me some medicine.
You know what I'm saying? If you need to know more about Dr. Eric Wilson, go to howwasyourweekend.com, go to the outreach tab, and he's right there at the top. JPC
Exchange. Hey, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate what the sis, I appreciate you, sis. Listen, I know, let me tell you something, man. I know that the game is on. I am nowhere near a television. Now, listen, I'm from New York City. All we did was play ball. And I told a friend of mine, who I can call right now, and he could probably tell me what's the score. He could probably tell me every player and what's their mother's maiden name. But I said to him something to him one day. This is what I said to him. I said, if you ever get excited about your own life like you do sports, I said, you'd be a millionaire. So I know that the game is on, but sitting on the phone with you folks right here, people I don't even know, this is my purpose. So I don't care about the game, because guess what? Listen, when the game is over, right, win or lose, LeBron James is going to his mansion. Win or lose, Dwayne Wade is going to his mansion. Win or lose, Kevin Durant. And I'm not mad at them, because I'm happy for them. But I'm saying for the brothers out here and the sisters, we got to get our own life. And not just that, get excited about your own life, because you're the only you. So as I know that the game is going on, listen, if I catch it, I catch it. And if I don't, listen, they got 24-hour sports. It ain't like it was back in the day when your TV went off at night. They're going to play the same highlights about 100 times tomorrow. I'll catch it then. But this right here is more important than the game for us who are on the line, because we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to learn more. And so, for me, I'm just like, listen, bro, you're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I'm done, A. I'm listening, brother. I'm good, man. I'm just sitting in fellowship, man. I'm just like,
we give you tonight. Whoever's listening for the very first time, don't make this your last time on the line. You can always go back and listen to the blog show at a later time, but it's nothing like getting fresh fruit.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting fresh fruit, baby. This is how we do it. 646-727-3279. Program it into your cell phones, your Blackberries, your iPhones, your smartphones, and any other thing that you pay a bill on every month. One more caller before we get up out of here, and I gotta take it back to KC. That's where I'm from. That's what I do. My man, Pastor Rob is on the phone. What's up, Rob? Rob McDaniel's on the line.
How y'all doing?
All righty.
Good.
What it do? Well, I've tuned in and listened to most of what everybody had to say, and most everybody is right on point. I just wanted to add to it a little bit.
30 minutes.
As I was on the line listening to what everybody was saying, a man who I met about 6 years ago called. When I met him, he was homeless on the street, and actually that night God called us and told us to take some blankets to some homeless people. And at that particular time, we really wasn't doing a lot of outreach. But that's what God laid on our heart to do. So anyway, we couldn't find anybody to get blankets to. And I said, Lord, you got us down here on Truman and Paseo. We in the hood of hoods. And I don't see nobody. And then this man walked up, and we gave him a blanket. And at this time, I hadn't really worked with a lot of homeless individuals at that time. And go ahead. And anyway, I said, what do you need? And he said, a razor. I said, no, you don't understand the question I'm asking you. I said, what do you need to get off the street? He didn't even know what I was saying. Anyway, long story short, we helped this man get off the street, get his company back. He hadn't seen his kid in 6 years. Anyway, the whole purpose of me sharing any of that with any of you guys is, what I believe true success is when you find out when you meet your purpose in life, when you meet it, that's when you found success. And that's the start of living a successful life, is when you find out what your purpose was. Since then, I can't tell you the thousands of people that we've been able to bless and minister to through our outreach program. And that's only due to following. Now, at that point, I'd been saved, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and I'm in my 30s. But at that point, I hadn't met success yet. I had owned businesses. At that point, I lived in Lakewood in a $700,000 house. So on the outside, I looked extremely successful. Going to church, I knew the Lord, I blessed people, I helped people. But I hadn't found my purpose. And when I found my purpose, that's when I met true success. And I say I've been successful ever since then.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow, that's real.
Beautiful.
That's real. Pastor Rogers coming in. Kansas City calling, California calling, Chicago, Pittsburgh, yeah. Texas, Funky Town. I don't know where else you can go or do and just chill out and do whatever it is you're doing and connect to the nation just like this.
That's because you're so successful.
Get real, dog. How was your weekend.com? Check it out right now. We run it, baby. We run it. We run it. This is where, and I challenge anyone out there who wants their success, if you need to touch a little bit of financial success, we're going to open the store on the website, How Was Your Weekend, for the weekend shopping. Dare you to go ahead and get your own business into another market. Share your product on the site. That's what we're going to do, just for you. How bad do you want it?
What?
How bad do you want to expand your own reach? Defining success, understanding who you are, and then building a network of connections and people who are gathered and have the same agenda and same plan, think about it. Tonight we just got just a few, roughly about 200 maybe, listening right now. Overall, they may go back and listen to a pre-recorded show. That's fine. But think about it. How much influence can you really provide and help someone with if you constantly, constantly get nuggets of information, keeping it real? The theme of what we say is living vicariously through others. Why? Because somebody out there has done something that maybe can help you not go through the struggles that somebody else has already done for you. Maybe there's somebody out there that can help you get in a better position. And keep it 100. That's what this is all about, baby. This is real deal. We ain't playing no more. Yeah, we come in here, like Tracy said, sometimes we're going to trip out, but we're going to keep it real with these topics as a resolution. We ain't here just gossiping, just woo-woo-wooing. You online with successful people doing big things in their life and in their lifestyle. They've been there. They've done that. They're still doing some of it. So we can all relate. And we're not saying that any one of us is better than anybody out here, but we understand. For those who are reading their good book, their book of Proverbs, and everything you get understanding. That's the law. That's where you start your success right there, understanding and taking it to the next level. Challenge yourself. If the situation is still bad, if the money still is a struggle, you know, like I was saying earlier, Miss Arkansas said, hey, man, I'm glad I'm not overdrawn. If you still in your 30s and 40s and you still overdrawn in your checking account, that addition and subtraction just ain't quite kicking in quite yet. But get around people that can help you and show you how to manage your money. They ain't going to steal it. Stop thinking negative. Get around positive people who are doing things that can help you go to the next level. That's what this is about. You've heard from professionals, from ministers, from athletes, former athletes, people who are teaching, people who are guiding. That's what this is about, folks. Success touches success. Similar circles run with similar circles. You feel me? Just because you may have it going on, don't think that everybody's going to be touching. Donald Trump and 50 Cent don't hang out together. This ain't gonna happen. But when you put yourself around successful people who are doing successful things, it's only a matter of time before you get yours. And how you get it? Connecting. Not television. Not what somebody's predetermination is. I know they say media, 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 because that's all in your face. But no. Think about this. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune because you're challenging your mindset. We're not giving you a predestined image. We're letting you create that own image and make something happen. Stage plays are getting done. Books are being written. Divine connections are being made. The tools are being set for you because somebody out there might need that little kick. That little help says, you know what? All right, I see it. I see it. Let's go on and make this happen, baby. Let's take this trip. Because at the end of the day,
whether I'm in a casket or whether I'm cremated, my legacy must live on. And it's got to happen. You ain't no, Milton Hershey ain't no better than you. Sears ain't no better than you. Sam Walton ain't no better than you. They just chose to do it. Let's make this happen, folks. Like we said, coming up June 30th, we're going to make it happen. The relationship roundtable is coming to the DFW. We're going to do it in May. Things happen. Lost a good friend, but that's okay. May she rest in peace. So we're going to give you some spoken word. We're going to give you a little networking, a little food, some bowling. Real talk, folks. Come on in and make it happen. We're going to do $10 at the door, but watch this. $5 gets you in with three or more canned goods, and those canned goods are going to be donated to the Life Center to help out the homeless shelter of Arlington. I'll be giving back. So you know, coming off the pages and onto the stages, the hottest read, if you don't have your copy, you need to go ahead and make that order. You can get it online at andybrownspeech.com. Miss Arkansas, Tracy, your book's in wait. You should have them pretty soon. So coming up here in the DF Dub, Saturday, September 22nd at the African American Museum in Fair Park, we're going to bring you the hot show. We're going to bring you the stage play, folks, and the cast is off the chisel. Get ready for it. I know you've been waiting. Some have been hating, but we still going to make it happen. So follow us and advertise your business on howwasyourweekend.com. Check out the site. See where you fit in. Let us know, man, how we can make this happen for you. Because we're going to make it happen. It's going down regardless. I got just about a quick minute left. I want to wrap this up with just a quick moment. If he's on, we don't have much time. I'm going to give you just a little bit of time because the time is winding down. Actually, no, we don't have that much time. I'm going to have to get him in next week. We hope we can get him on. Just give you a life moment with Pastor Malcolm Finkley. Real talk at Life Church here in the DF Dub, but I got only about maybe 50 more seconds to let you know that this has been a great show. I'm wrapping this up. Thanks to folks for their insight, for calling all over the country. You make this show what it is. And if you had a good time, folks, tune in and get some more next week. We're going to hit you with some funk, pornography in your relationship. Does it help you or does it hurt you? I said it, pornography in your relationship. Does it help you or does it hurt you? Next week on the Online Happy Hour. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Eddie Brown. Keep God first. Have a good night. Go mob to my frat. And we gone. Let's do it.